That's right. Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast. Usual Friday. So, Rebecca Adams, thank you ever so much for giving us this opportunity to interview you, because I've seen a lot of things going on Facebook with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me, Wayne. Honestly, it's, I'm very humbled and honoured, so thank you.
No, I appreciate that. So tell us a little bit about you.
Me? I live in the beautiful county of Wiltshire, down south in the UK. I absolutely adore my business. I've been in business just over 16 years. And I have a multitude of things. So I'm a business coach, mindset coach, you know, author, entrepreneur, you know, I build businesses and websites and things like that. So I kind of got a lot of skills, but I master in mindset. Also for the parents out there, I am a parent. I have two children, and I just embrace in everything. Like, I empower people to feel alive and live a phenomenal life, but it is all about the people. I'm so people focused on everything that I do that it's just absolutely fantastic. You know, when you can get a client and you can actually, you know, get to their end result and their goal, whatever it is that they want to achieve, it just spurs me on to do that consistently every day. I just love everything about what I do.
Whoa! Yeah, wow! I've just literally been thrown back there. You do a lot.
I do. I do a lot, but it's not all on the website. So that's one thing I've got to do is add some more on the website. So wow. Yeah.
Well, you obviously have a workflow chart, right?
I have my planner, and everyone who will listen to this knows me and my planner. My planner is my boss. It is strategically, you know, time blocking everything. And basically, I don't do anything without my planner. So wow. Everything is in there strategically so that I can fulfill every task and project that I have. I've got clients and everything else, and it's international as well, my business. So it's kind of, you know, very strategic. So it's very disciplined, my routine. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that you sound very disciplined.
I'm ex-army, so I would be.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's incredible.
No, honestly, Wayne, it's helped me to kind of not only streamline the business, to really run multiple things. So it's not like shiny object syndrome. It's kind of when I submerge into business, whether it's clients, whether it's my online programs, whether it's my events or courses or whatever, I go all in 100% so that I'm focused and make sure that the end game, as I've just mentioned, the end game for the client is outstanding for them. So that helps me with my, you know, with my visualization, with my meditation, with my gratitude, my morning routine. Everything that I do is in the planner. So being ex-military, that has actually helped to form a very, how can I put it, very strategic, but very, I'm flexible as well, but, you know, a very well-run business, we'll say. So, yeah, and it's 16 years in the making. So, yeah, it's a long time.
Whoa. that is incredible. So this planner, what is it? Is this digital, like a Google Calendar, or is it something that you've built yourself?
No, it's a physical planner. It's got a week to view. It's sat next to me even now, so it's here right now, and it's called Passion Planner. And basically, I have a week to view, and it's basically strategic. So it's like, I'm looking at it now. So it'll start at 6 a.m. every day till 10:30. Obviously, I don't get up at 6, but, you know, kind of I design my days myself. But it's then what I do, I time block everything in. So on a Sunday, maybe a lot like your listeners, what they do is they evaluate the week that's just gone on and see what worked and what hasn't. And then what they do, they plan for the week ahead. And what I do, and, you know, this may help others listen as well, is that I put everything in pencil. And then it's easy to rub out. So if a client changes or something happens, you know, it's easy to rub out rather than, you know, crossing it out if it's in pen. But when I actually do the thing, and whatever it is, and I actually, you know, fulfill whatever task and project it is, or go to a meeting or whatever, it then goes in pen. So I know that I've actually fulfilled whatever it is. It's got to-do lists in there as well. And obviously you can set goals inside the planner as well, but it is a physical planner because I'm a notebook and pen person. I'm old school, so I'm a notebook and pen person. I personally can't do digital spreadsheets and things like that. It just bores me. So I like it in the planner that I can use my highlighter pens and kind of get everything color coded and stuff, you know? So yeah, that's how I use it. So, and it's been my boss for a very long time. So yeah.
Wow. So considering that you've got a lot of things going on, So would you find that you're living the life, or would you say that it is kind of stressful?
Oh, really good question. Really good question. I would say in business up until recently, my business is stress-free. Now, a lot of people listening will go, yeah, right. But it is, because that's how I've built it. And the planner actually helps to stop being stressed and overwhelmed and things like that. Recently, obviously, something I did recently kind of tested me a little bit. But, you know, you learn as you go along. Every day is a school day. You learn, and lessons are learned and everything. But no, business for me is not stressful. I love everything that I do. And because I run it, not military style, but I run it so it flows. And I love connecting with people, building relationships. Every day is different. No 2 days are ever the same. And as I said, I design my days. So if I want to, you know, I have actually designed my days that I don't get up before 8:15. I don't have to do the school run. I get up at 8:15 or 8:30 or something. And then I go straight into meditation. And then I'm in charge of when I go into my office, or when I, you know, get in the car and go for a drive or something. So as long as I strategically put my clients into the planner and everything, and like, you know, this podcast and everything, is that everything, as soon as it's in the planner, it's locked in the planner. It's easily flexible, as I said, with it being in pencil, you can change it and move it about. But I run my business so much better and easier with that, so that it doesn't become overwhelming. And I'm not stressed. You know, things will test, you know, all the time, but then you've got to discipline yourself. But, you know, it's great fun. I love it. So no, it wouldn't be stressful.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got to admit, is that, you know, even though that you've got, you know, your boss, as you say, is that I get stressed, I tell you. So it just goes to show that I need to, you know, scratch up on a few things as well. So you've got, how many businesses have you got altogether?
I've got one under the umbrella. So basically, Rebecca Adams is the brand. That's the umbrella. And then I have different things underneath. So I have my online courses and my programs and things. I have my books that I'm an author in. I have my speaking engagements. I have my actual physical products. So I've got journals and pens and mugs and t-shirts and hoodies and everything.
Wow.
I then have my events. And then anything else that I might do might go underneath, but the umbrella itself is Rebecca Adams. So it all goes in. So I have one tax return. Otherwise it would be crazy if I had one for each one, you know?
Oh, wow.
But yeah, just one umbrella of my name. Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, you started this 16 years ago. What was the first business like? Under one umbrella, you've got business coaching, life coaching, author. Which one was the first one that you concentrated on?
The first one, my first ever business actually that I was a part of, was network marketing back in 2003. I was 8.5 months pregnant with my daughter, who is my second child. So I was 8.5 months pregnant when I joined a network marketing company and built it from there. But the business coaching, the answer to your question will be business coaching came first out of everything. See, I'm a law of attraction practitioner and motivator and everything as well, but the business coaching came first out of everything.
Oh, wow. What made you want to do this?
Oh, I left the military and I took time out with obviously having children and everything, became an army wife, got married and everything like that. And then I thought, you know what, I can't just sit at home and, you know, do nothing all day. You know, my eldest son has special needs. He's got autism, so that's the other mix as well.
Yeah.
I'm a special needs mum as well, so it's kind of, I didn't want to sit at home. I knew I had something to give to the world, and I think as soon as you find out your calling, and as soon as you find out what you're here to do, and I'll just tell everyone right now, you're here to help people in many different ways, whether you're a musician, whether you're a makeup artist, whether you work in a store, whether you're, you know, like you, Wayne, on podcasts and author and everything, you're here to help people. And it's in whatever ways that you're going to help, you know, people on the planet. So I knew that I couldn't just sit there, not do anything, you know, it's a waste. So I thought, you know, what could I do and everything? And I can talk for England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales. So I thought, okay. So with joining a network marketing company, it kind of took myself out of my comfort zone, obviously, you know, tested a little bit and, you know, pushed me through barriers and things like that. And I just thought, you know what, this is amazing, because I don't, even now with how big my business is, I don't just have a look at what people can do for me. It's everything what I can do for them. I give all the time, constantly. And it's all about helping, as I said right at the beginning, it is all about helping people to go to the next level, to break out in America, to, because I've got contacts everywhere. So it's all about helping everyone. And I thrive off that. It's all about knowing that you are here to create a vision, a legacy to hand down, maybe if you want to, but to, you've got a vision, a legacy, and a why. And once you know when everything, what it is, go full force, go 100% all in, know that you can do anything you set your mind to. No one can hold you back. And with my private clients, with the mindset work that I do, because I'm master in mindset, I love seeing the end result. And I thrive off the end result consistently. So the event that I've just done, it's the end result. It's the empowerment. It's the engagement that people have that I just love people. It's absolutely, I just love it. Absolutely love it. And the one thing I'd say, Wayne, is that, you know, everyone's here to leave a footprint on the planet. You want to be remembered. So what is it that you're here to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I get you. So out of everything that you do, which one would you say is more successful? The Last Temptation, a crime thriller novel by Jamel Green, out now on Amazon.com, available Kindle and paperback.
I would say, and I'm going to be a little bit different here, I would say coaching.
Okay.
But coaching is in the umbrella. Is business coaching, mindset coaching, life coaching, all of it combined. Because some of my clients come to me for business coaching, whether it's they've got an idea of a business, or they're halfway in, or they want to hit the six figures, or they want to hit the 10 grand a month or whatever. On the flip side, you've got mindset, which combines into everything. And then the other side of life coaching, that I help people to, you know, maintain their life and really not necessarily maintain it as a way of, you know, kind of getting up in the morning, but kind of, you know, finding the motivation again, you know, finding that whether they're in a relationship or whether they're just, you know, down, or, you know what I mean? Kind of I've had a client recently who went through a divorce. So it's kind of because, you know, it's kind of raw, they've got kids and everything, kind of showing her that she can be empowered, she can feel great again, she can build her self-esteem, build her confidence and everything. Kind of all of the coaching combined is something that I am good at what I do, and I enjoy what I do, and the feedback is just, it makes me cry. Yeah. Because they are implementing, they're taking action on everything that I've, you know, encourage them to do. We work together. It's not me dictating what they should do. It's working together as a team. I hold them accountable, and it's just amazing. I can't even describe.
No, I can understand where you're coming from. Sometimes I get like that. It's like in the mornings I've got motivation, but it's just, I need to wake it up.
Yeah. Get coffee.
Yeah, I know. I know. I go and look at my workflow chart as well, and I'm like, oh, which one do I do first? But, you know, that's just me. I'm all over the place anyway, so.
It's sometimes, you know what? Sometimes it's great. My dear friend, she says scatterbrain, and I'm one of them. You're probably one of them, scatterbrain, and it's okay to be a genius, scatterbrain. Great, honestly, it is. It's fantastic. So I get that too.
I know, it's awful in a way. I get so many ideas bombarding me, and I'm like, let's go, let's do it, let's put it all into action. It's like the competition that I created. I only done that last night, and it's just, I get this amazing idea, and I just say to myself, I need to put action on this right away before I lose it. But yeah, wow.
So the one thing I'd say with that, Wayne, is what I say to, and you know your listeners, this might help them as well, is that I always say park your idea. So grab a notebook and pen. Yeah. A notebook and pen person. Grab a notebook and pen or an app or whatever, and just write it down.
Yeah, ideas journal.
Act on it straight away, but just so you don't forget, just write it down, park it for a little bit. My event was parked for 3 years. You know what I mean? So just park it for a little bit. See how you get on, and then but sometimes, you know, you've got to go full force, like you. It's just you're so excited and motivated to like do it now. So I get it.
Exactly. it's mad. So this, the event that you've just you know, briefly said, is that the Ignite?
It is.
See, I've heard a lot about that. I've seen a lot on Facebook as well. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, wow. Ignite. It makes me smile. It really makes me smile. Hopefully you can hear it through my voice that I'm smiling. But, you know, Ignite is an empowerment convention. It's nothing like anyone's ever done before. And it really is so empowering. It's all about empowerment, the whole thing. And recently, it's always going to be in Bath. We're already setting up next year already. And, you know, it basically, it's 2 full days and a gala dinner. So it's 2 full days of submersion, listening to guest speakers like never before. It's not one of those events where you're just going to sit in a room and take notes and be bored and roll your eyes. It really is actionable. The music is everything. I love music. So it's music, entertainment. It's, you know, everything to boost people up. So if you feel as though you've hit a plateau in business or life, it's not one or the other, it's a whole mixture. If you want to hear people's stories and relate to them and go, oh, actually they've done that, they've come through the other side, I can do it too. Boost confidence, self-esteem, ignite the power within you, whatever, do you know what I mean? So kind of come from a place of, if you're feeling low or down or you need empowering, like in my business, I go to the next level. I've learned so much off these guest speakers who are in business and who've got life experience and everything else. I've learned so much that I can implement in my own life, business, mindset, relationships, to go to a whole different level. It really is all about leveling and going to a whole different level and knowing that, you know, you can surround yourself with incredible people. You've got access to these people for 2 full days. It's absolutely outstanding. And as you said, Wayne, it's been everywhere over social media. And we're getting ready to release the videos and the photos soon and everything. So you'll just see more of it. It really is fantastic.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Well, congratulations on that as well, by the way.
Thank you.
That's all right. So about your books, I really want to get this in before the end of the show. Tell us a little bit about your book and, you know, what your book is about, really.
Well, the books that I've been a part of, basically I was approached to be in Books to Empower. The first one was about empowering women. I never, however, split the planet in half. I love both men and women. But the first one was about empowering women. And basically, I just shared a story of how I first started, you know, where it first came from for me to feel empowered myself. And it was at a dark time where I was just walking home with my son in a buggy, you know, with the shopping on the buggy, you know, like if you let go of the buggy, it just falls back, you know, that kind of buggy. And kind of way back then when I didn't have anything. And kind of, that was my lowest point when I was drenched like a drowned rat going in home in my flat full of damp, you know what I mean? Way back when, living in Liverpool, and kind of how I've progressed from then, how I kind of, that was my wake up moment, my light bulb moment to say, you know what? We need to do more. Me and my son need to do more. We deserve more. Hmm. And from then on, and the other books that I've been a part of, again, when I write, probably a bit like yourself, Wayne, when you write, it's all about the reader. So when I write, it's all about not always being real and raw.
Yeah.
But making sure that the reader submerses in, because it's about them. yes, you can share your story, but it's about how they can relate to you and how you're going to help them as they read through your chapter or read through your book. So that's kind of what the books are about. So it really is about helping the people through personal circumstances I've been through, but obviously giving them how I came through the other side. But obviously most of it is about talking to them. I've got a rare technique of how I do it. I love to write. So yeah.
Wow. How many books?
4.
Whoa.
Or 5. I think it was just 5. The 5th one just went out a couple of months ago when I was away. So yeah, I think it's 5 now. So yeah.
Wow. Can these all be found on your website?
They can. They can. Everything, I'm updating everything. As I said to you, I'm updating everything anyway with Ignite. But yeah, things are on the website. They're also on the different platforms I've got as well. So yeah.
Well, that's incredible. So don't forget, guys, that you can check out Rebecca Adams and her books in the description. So any last advice that you give to anyone?
Oh, what I would say is just honestly go for whatever it is that you want, whatever you desire, go for it. Don't listen to the haters or naysayers. Don't listen to anyone that tells you you can't achieve it. If you want to go out and be a model, an astronaut, a fireman, whatever it is, go and do it. You can and will achieve anything you set your mind to. And the one thing I always leave with Wayne is keep going always.
Absolutely. I like that. So what I'll do, I'll catch up with you after the show.
Thank you so much, Wayne. I'm very humbled. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're welcome. Take care now.
Thank you.
We are on air. It's Talk Better Friday.